Blog Talk Radio.
Red moon rising like a ball up in the sky. You won't even hold my hand. I wear my heart scarred across my arm. You don't understand.
Joining me this morning. Special thanks to Blog Talk Radio and all my supporters out there. Thank you guys for joining us today. All right, guys, that song, Why? Wow. How awesome was that? I mean, the beat, it just makes you want to just like, you know, it just, you're asking this question, why? And it's like, just the arrangement itself just puts you in this kind of mood to where you can kind of reflect on some things. And that brings me to my guest today, my very special guest. Of course, she is no rookie in the corporate arena. She has been able to distinguish herself as an effective corporate leader by offering up proficient and efficient strategies to personal and corporate professionals seeking to hone their skills, of course, and stay marketable in the corporate world. With over 22 years in plan facilitation, sales, business management, some professional coaching, and a host of other areas, guys, that constitute the business or corporate facilitations. Not only that, again, we heard that song. She's been able to create and produce her own music. And of course, in her spare time, she also does some organizing and promoting philanthropic fundraising events. So I just want to welcome and thank my guest for joining me today, Ms. Catherine Harrison of Voodoo Consulting. Catherine, good morning, and thank you for joining me. How are you?
Good morning, Dee. I'm great. How are you?
I'm still early, Catherine. I've had my Joe this morning. I've had my coffee, and I said, okay, I'm going to nail this morning. So bear with me, because
well,
I've
got an hour on you here in Toronto, but I've had my coffee as well.
Right. Well, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, before we get to the music, because, girl, that song, I'm telling you, that really digs deep within the heart. It really touches some heartstrings. So we're going to talk about that a little later. But I do have some questions for you. I just want you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and Purple Voodoo Consulting and what you guys do there and what your mission is.
Sure. Thanks, Dee. And, you know, primarily our philosophy is that at the heart of every transaction and at the heart of every experience, whether it be in your personal life or professional life, really the root of everything is about connecting and communicating with other people, right? So whether it be one-on-one connection and communication or whether it be group communication and connection within a business context or within a family or within any community group, really our belief is that when you can develop and focus on that connection and communication, the likelihood of you having positive outcomes and positive experiences and a more, you know, dare I say, fulfilling life is probably higher. So we actually take some pretty sound business practice from, as you alluded to, more than 22 years in the business world, and we couple that with a very open-minded and human focus on how do we leverage the best that every human has to offer, and how do we develop some connection and communication skills to increase the likelihood of positive outcomes.
Wow, good. You know, very well said. I look at your theme there. I noticed you say connect, create, communicate. All the three C's, all those things. Explain that to us.
Well, as I mentioned, I mean, it's funny because I did this exercise on my own based on something I had read somewhere, and they were saying, you know, you've probably heard this exercise before where they say if you had to make one statement or say one thing that would define who you are when somebody says, well, what are you all about, or what do you do, or, you know, what's your company about? And those three words came to my mind so clearly, Dee, and I wrote it down, and then after a couple of weeks of kind of reflecting on that and thinking about that, I thought, that's exactly who I am. That's who I am, both as an artist and as a musician. You know, to me, ultimately, music really is about connecting people and communicating, and obviously creating either a song or creating a feeling or a vibe or, you know, whatever. But certainly within the context of business and in terms of the context of strategic planning to get what you want out of your life, it's the same too, is learning how to connect information, how to connect people, how to network, how to create something meaningful, and how to communicate effectively. And sometimes that comes down to learning how to, you know, articulate your thoughts and feelings better, or listening actively, or, you know, business writing, all of those things. It really did kind of crystallize into those three words.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I mean, they are some very powerful words. I mean, you're right. Connect. I mean, we have no choice. We have to be able to relate and connect with one another. Create, that's what it takes. It makes up who we are. I mean, you've just kind of really nailed this. And, I mean, because, right, without God created the earth, right? So without being pretty much, you know, productive in engaging in our what's around us. I mean, we're pretty much existing, right? We're not living. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. of course, communicating. Wow. Whoa.
I mean, that's what you do on your show, Dee, right? You're connecting people,
right.
You're communicating, you're trying to create an open forum of people who may, in fact, be geographically far away from each other, but you're using a forum to connect them together, right? And it's powerful.
Absolutely. Well, you know, your name is pretty cool, Purple Voodoo. Tell us how'd you come up. I mean, what inspired the name, Purple Voodoo?
Well, it's kind of a funny story because that name had its genesis in, probably 15 years ago, and it was at the time something that came about with one of my band members and I. We needed to come up with a name for not really our band, but for a production company, because we were putting on these philanthropic concerts, and we were securing monies from people coming, and we needed to pay the charities. And so, you know, we just needed to create a handle for this endeavor. And
right.
We had been listening to Jimi Hendrix, and so we kind of came up with this Purple Haze Voodoo Child thing, and we're like, hey, Purple Voodoo sounds fun, and we kind of laughed at it, but we didn't really think about it too much, right?
Right.
So that was many, many years ago. And so a couple years ago when I left the corporate world and decided to set up my own consulting business, I spent months and months trying to figure out what I would call myself, and I wanted to be creative. Obviously, my handle is about, you know, creative and communicating,
right.
And I went through months and months of different names and ideas and symbols, etc. And through that process, I came up with multiple descriptors of what I was trying to say, and at the end of the day, the Purple Voodoo made the most sense. And the reason is that purple is, first of all, purple is a very enlightened color, right? It's a very,
yes.
If you go into a very spiritual way, it's a very enlightened color. It's like the highest chakra and all of that new age stuff. But it's also a combination of two primary colors, which is blue and red. And blue and red signify, you know, the hot and the cool, the passionate and the logical, the science and the art, sort of left brain, right brain. So one of our key beliefs is that everybody has multiple sides to themselves, and everyone can be both emotional and passionate and creative, as well as being organized and logical and reasonable. And it's really about how do we find the balance of those two things and leverage the strengths of those two things in each person. And if you're operating in a group system, how do you leverage those so that the greater good of the entire system is realized? And voodoo, which, you know, it's kind of an interesting one, Dee, because people always think, like, they think of, you know, the voodoo rituals. But
right, exactly.
when you look back into the history of what voodoo is and what it represents, it's really it's a spiritual practice that comes from the French words voodoo, which means you two. Again, it's about connection and communication. And one of the primary tenets of that is that each person has individual accountability, but they can't lose sight of their responsibility to the community in which they live. And so, again, it speaks to both the individual and the group, and how do they connect and communicate. So, I mean... it was hilarious because I looked at these words and I thought, yeah, whatever, you know, came up with this a long time ago. But when I started investigating what these words actually meant and how they could reflect the company,
right,
I was like, holy moly, that's exactly it. So
that's
how we got here.
Wow, that was you tapping into your little creativity there, right? Because
yeah,
when
right,
I think about
right.
purple, I mean, I'm thinking royal too, right? And that's
right.
what prompted me to ask you that question, because I love purple. I mean, it's royalty.
Yeah.
That it symbolizes royalty. So I think that's awesome. Well, then I know we a little bit on the business side. I know your consulting, Purple Voodoo Consulting, help business, people, corporate leaders, or even just everyday local people, you know, who are just looking to improve their skill sets in the business profession and different things like that. And this is pretty much what you guys do, help advise or inform people or give them ways and ideas on how to facilitate some projects and goals in their lives. Am I correct or not?
Absolutely, yeah. And we, depending on the client, sometimes we have individuals. It can be as simple an objective as they call and say, you know what, I need somebody to help ground me on where I want to go. I'm kind of stuck. Often in middle age, you know, you've been doing something maybe for 15 or 20 years and you're feeling kind of stuck and you think you want to maybe try something, but you're not sure. And it does help to have an unbiased perspective and someone who can help you direct and organize, you know, your thoughts about what is it exactly that you're looking for and how do you get really crystal clear on that? And then how do you articulately identify where you are now? And then we help them come up with some pretty basic strategic planning on how to get there, right?
Right.
So it can be as simple as some one-on-one individual coaching and counseling on that way. And a lot of what we do, too, is working with small businesses who don't necessarily have the infrastructure because they're a small business to have someone on staff who can enable them to strategically plan their vision and some of their sales and marketing ideas or to train their staff on, you know, selling skills or active listening skills, presentation skills. And so I work with small businesses to help support them on developing some of those professional skills and helps them obviously in their day-to-day business. And then, you know, the standard, we get calls from some of our big corporate clients who need just additional support, mostly in the areas of sales training, leadership, coaching, all the other skills that we've referred to already. So it's really, you know, a wide range, and it's fun for me because every day is different, and, you know, it's pretty exciting to have some repeat clients who I get to know them better, and we take that business relationship to a different level because I understand the background better. And then some new clients where I get to learn about different industries and different people. But you know, Dee, at the end of the day, what I've learned is regardless of what industry it is, regardless of what field, whether it's a band of musicians or it's an executive team of leaders, at the root of it all, it's people.
Right.
You know, it's human beings trying to connect and communicate effectively.
Absolutely, which brings me to my next credit to you is the fact that you are a philanthropist at heart. You have this love for humankind. You take your creativity as far as your music and your arts, composing your, you know, writing your own songs and different, and then putting on fundraising events. I mean, that's phenomenal. So in that way, you are connecting. So that just kind of shows us the passion that you have for connecting and being able to engage with people. That's awesome. What inspired you in that? I mean, have you always been that type of person or what?
No, actually, you know, when I was younger, as most young people are, I was fairly self-centered.
Right.
And it really came about, Dee, because back in, I guess, the late 1998 or so, one of my favorite performers, his name was Jeff Buckley, and he died in the late 90s. And I had seen him play in Vancouver in the early 90s and was really just struck by he was just unbelievable as a singer, guitar player, writer, whatever. He and his band really impressed me. And anyway, fast forward, you know, a few years later, he died a tragic drowning death, and it was very
It really
impacted me. As I said to my father at the time, I said, it's kind of like your Buddy Holly moment, you know, when you Buddy Holly died, and he was someone you just completely identified with. So a few years later, I was in a venue here in Toronto. I was talking with the booking agent to book, you know, my own band, and we ended up chatting about music and various influences, and the name Jeff Buckley came up. And at the time, not a lot of people that I knew had known of Jeff or had heard of Jeff. And long story short, she and I decided that that we should do a tribute concert for Jeff Buckley in Toronto, because they had been happening in Chicago and in New York on a small scale. And it was one of those, you know, gee, I don't know how to do something like that, but
right. Okay,
let's just right. Jump in and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And so that really began a journey for me, because I contacted his estate in New York and said, look, we want to do a tribute. We don't want to make any money. We want the money raised to go to a couple of different charities, and you know, and they were fantastic. We ended up having so much interest by local and international performers. We had to do a 3-night show on the first year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we split the proceeds between an organization called Road Recovery, which is based in New York City and helps youth who are struggling primarily with addiction and other mental disorders. And it helps provide opportunities for them to stay clean, stay sober, and which is, you know, really an amazing organization run by
right.
Jack Bookbinder and Gene Bowen in New York City. And then we wanted to give back locally, so we donated the rest of the money to a local school of music, which is in the sort of a lower economic area of downtown Toronto,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that kids
right.
who don't have access to music, to instruments, to teaching, had a place to go to learn music and have this stuff. So we ended up having those concerts almost annually over the course of 10 years, and raised thousands and thousands of dollars for these things. And through those events too, you know, I've met some of the most important people in my life, people with whom
right.
I've collaborated with on records and, you know, become friends with in various cities around the world. And so it happened really organically, but it was and continues to be really one of the highlights of my life.
The catalyst, you know, that keeps you moving.
Yeah.
Huh? Well,
Absolutely. Listen,
here's the deal. We're looking, and you know, time goes by so fast when we're having fun, right? And I just want you, it does, it's like, wow, we're already at 10 minutes. So what I want to do is allow you to let our audience know, guys, if you are looking to improve in your business life, your professional, even in your personal life, and you need some coaching, Catherine Harrison, of course, founder of Purple Voodoo Consulting out of Toronto, Canada, is here to help. She has some very prolific strategies, I'm positive, that can help you guys get where you need to be. And, Catherine, just let us know how we can contact you. Give us your website, your phone number, or any information that's relevant to getting a hold of you.
Well, the best way to reach us really is at info@purplevoodoo.ca. So our website is purplevoodoo.ca, and there's a contact page there that has our email address and our phone number, which is 289-259-4075. Of course, that is a local Toronto number. But the best first step is usually to send us an email so we can figure out what it is that you're looking for help on, and we can determine whether we're a good fit, and if we're not, we recommend somebody else, and if we are, we'll follow up and hopefully get something started.
Especially, you know, our economy and our market, technology is changing so much, so it requires us to be a little bit more on our A game, right? I mean, it's like
right.
we almost have to put forth, keep ourselves abreast of the things that are going on around us, the different protocols that change from day to day. But, Catherine, I got, you know, your songs are, I mean, tell me real quickly, what inspired why? Because those lyrics are so powerful. And when we end the show, we're going to play your other soul, Free to Be Me. And
okay.
We're going to end the show with that song. But we want to know, tell us what inspired that. What inspired why?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you dig
it.
It
sounds so personal.
Yeah, well, you know, I do write some autobiographical songs. I tend to write in the first person. And sometimes it's about an experience I've had, and sometimes it's really just about a story or something that's resonated with me. And honestly, Dee, that song was kind of a combination of a friend of mine who was going through some tough personal challenges. The first line literally was when we were hanging out on the lakeside in Toronto, and there was this big sun and it was sinking, and we were talking about some challenges that he was having. But really, the song was inspired, it might sound funny, but it was inspired by a TV episode that I saw about about a woman who had a relationship, and her boyfriend had had to undergo heart surgery, and and through his vulnerable state of having open heart surgery and, you know, being incapacitated, he really opened up, and he was being very vulnerable and very open and very loving. And she was so excited about that opportunity. And then he got better and he closed up again, you know.
Exactly.
I just found it to be such a powerful metaphor for
it is.
For love and for, you know, wanting to access the person you love and having the courage to be vulnerable and open with somebody, and how difficult it is when you see that and then it closes again, you know? And so that was where that comes in. It's like, why do you always have to leave? Like, I know what's in there now, and I want access to it again, but I can't do it, you know? So that's kind of the background.
Interesting, amazing story. Well, what about Free to Be Me? I mean,
so Free to Be, Free to Be, I wrote that song a long, long time ago, and I had my father in mind the first couple lines, I think. When we were growing up, my dad had a real problem with Sundays. I don't know why. I think it was, you know, for a variety of reasons, but it was almost like he felt like, oh, Monday's right around the corner, and I'm not really, you know, haven't really had my weekend. And I always felt that he forfeited the whole day of Sunday because he was worried about the next day, you know? And I was kind of writing this in a way of saying, you know, you got to change your perspective, you know? Like, it's all good, and I can't remember all the lyrics offhand, but it's all about, you know, change your perspective, and it's within your control to see things differently and to be free, you know, in the moment and appreciate the days that you've been given, kind of thing, so...
Absolutely. You know, I noticed you have this thing about energy. You reference to that, and that's exactly what you're putting forth in your message and in the work that you're doing. It sounds like what you're doing is teaching us how to be more free with ourselves, allow ourselves, don't be so hard on ourselves, but be able to embrace who we are and embrace others while we're all in this together, trying to make life happen for ourselves. I mean, because let's face it, I mean, it's either feast or famine. Right? So we have to be able to have some tools to work with here, you know? I just want to certainly thank you for being part of my show today and just sharing with us what Purple Voodoo Consulting is all about, what Catherine is all about, and I mean, wow, why you are just phenomenal. I mean, you are so multi-talented, creative. Your songs are wonderful. And so I'm just thankful to have you on the show today. Hopefully we can do another show and pretty much touch base on some other, elements of your consultant business. So we want to definitely keep you and pretty much have you back on the show. Let me just say that. I know this 30 minutes went by so quick, Catherine. It's like, wow. And there's so
much
more.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, so much more that we need to cover, because I'm positive there are people out there who are looking to improve their business, elevate the profits, I mean, the whole nine. I mean, but it takes work, guys, and so Catherine is here to help us. She's given us her information, and we want to go ahead and play her song and let you guys hear Free to Be Me. I hope you've enjoyed the show, Catherine. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like our listeners or our audience to know about Purple Voodoo?
No, actually, I just wanted to thank you very much for inviting me, Dee. You know, it was kind of an organic meeting that we had, which was
right.
kind of cool in a connected kind of way. And I'm really happy that we both just decided to run with it. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you on and off the air. And, you know, the only thing I would say to the listeners is it looks like Dee's putting together just a great blog with lots of really interesting topics and guests. And, you know,
thank you so much, and I appreciate you. And we're going to go
right
our
on,
audience
Dee.
Hear your show. Thank you so much, Catherine. I'll talk to you
have
later.
A good one, Dee.
Guys, catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.